Moving into general knowledge and science, experts are grappling with what is predicted to be a super El Niño event, leading to concerns about unprecedented global weather patterns, including extreme heat waves across temperate regions and record-breaking rainfall along certain coastlines. The sentiment expressed is one of genuine uncertainty. Several climate scientists noted that these conditions represent new territory without existing data for direct comparison. In science linguistics, there was a deep dive into why the term astronomy uses nomos while studying the stars in relation to ancient practices like astrology. The distinction boils down to root meaning and method. Astronomy, literally meaning the law of the stars, focuses on the physical rules and laws governing celestial bodies themselves. In contrast, general science terms often use ology simply to denote a systematic study of a subject, whereas astronomy retains a focus on established scientific principles and mechanics. On social observations, discussions highlighted perceived imbalances in career encouragement, particularly regarding gender roles. While there is visible push for more women into tech and trades, some users question the lack of comparable support structures or mentorship programs encouraging men to enter historically female-dominated but vital fields like healthcare or early childhood education. These conversations often touched on how underlying economic factors, such as pay differentials in service industries, influence these career paths. Moving to economics, financial commentators are focused heavily on energy supply and political volatility. Regarding gas prices, while politicians may accuse oil companies of price gouging, many analysts suggest this focus is a short-term distraction. The more profound threat comes from global shifts in consumption patterns, particularly anticipating that major economies will reverse previous efforts to reduce their strategic reserves, leading to inevitable price spikes. Another significant economic critique involved the rapid advancement of artificial intelligence and market structure. Commentators pointed out potential collapses of consumer surplus due to unchecked corporate power, arguing that current regulatory environments allow large corporations near monopolistic control. They emphasize systemic issues like regulatory capture and the failure of modern financial models to effectively govern rapidly developing technological sectors. Furthermore, global energy data showed U.S. crude oil inventories dropping to historically low levels amidst geopolitical instability, particularly in the Middle East. These trends underscore a continued fragility in the world's supply chains, making any major infrastructure damage or conflict zone highly sensitive to market price volatility. Finally, turning over to geopolitics and active conflicts, expert analysis remains focused on key areas of physical deterioration and internal military dynamics. Reports highlight serious infrastructure damage sustained by major industrial centers and refineries due to drone attacks, predicting long periods offline for complex repairs. Furthermore, monitoring continued deep dives into the logistical status of weaponry and internal organizational shifts within armed groups remain high priorities among defense watchers.